FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
What's happening?
Well, it's Christmas, mate. Nothing's happening. I'm bored. I'm
no,
going
Christmas
out of my mind.
Is gone. We're in 2016 now. Things you should have started things already.
We're recording this on Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Right? 2nd of January.
Yeah.
The train here was dead. It was empty.
Where is everyone?
Where is everyone? If you go outside now, yeah, it's dead. There's nothing happening in town.
I saw some friends of mine on New Year's Eve. And they were saying, oh, it's lovely to have a long weekend. Got,
it's not.
Got Friday off and then got Monday off and all that. I went, oh, you've not got Monday off?
Yeah.
Monday's not a bank holiday. They were distraught. I ruined their entire year on New Year's Eve. Smashed it.
That's the thing. This Christmas, this New Year, because it's a Friday thing, it's kind of ruined things. Because like I said there about New Year's Day not having a football match.
Yeah.
Normally you play on the first. And then you've got another football match to look forward to.
True.
At the weekend.
Yeah.
I've not had that this year.
So what have you done instead?
Yesterday it was just like, you know.
Apocalypse Now?
Kind of, because nothing was open either. We went round.
Just like Apocalypse Now?
Yeah, we went round. Yeah. We went round town.
Yeah.
Well, my local town. And basically, there was loads of people waiting at bus stops. There was no buses running! Why is no one telling these people? I felt sorry for them. They were just stood there at the bus stop for ages. And I said to Laura, I went, should I tell them there's no buses? And she says, well, what if there is buses? And I went, I don't think there's buses. And we looked at the timetable. It says, every day except Christmas and New Year's Day. It's like, well, there you go. No buses.
Well, it doesn't mean there's no buses. That means this is the schedule,
yeah,
every day.
Exactly.
Except.
That's why I never told them, because I couldn't take that risk.
Did you didn't even thought it'd be worth airing with them? Sorry, just so you know, guys, I'm not sure there's any buses running today.
Imagine you in their shoes if some random guy with a beard came up to you and said, ooh.
You got a kid with you, haven't you?
Yeah, but...
Yeah, that makes it fine.
That raises more...
I couldn't do it because I look very intimidating.
That raises more...
You've got a child with you, so
that
it's
would
fine.
Raise more questions in their mind, though, wouldn't it?
No,
have
it
they
wouldn't.
Kidnapped that child?
No, it wouldn't, no.
Why is this the Roy science... Cropper character who's into his bus timetables and bus scheduling? Why? Why has he got children?
The presence of a child makes all awkward situations easier.
Unless they add to the awkward situation. I mean, the amount of times you go into a shop and the cashier woman, checkout woman, waves at one of my children.
Ben,
and they
is,
do
I'm going to stop you right there.
They do the old Ben frown at them and go, what are you doing?
I'm going to stop you right there, Ben, because one of my aims for 2016 is to be less sexist on the Shindig Breakfast Show. And you just said a checkout woman.
Did I?
Why would it be a checkout woman, Ben?
Because the male ones don't wave at kids because they tend to be a bit more, you know...
Well, this is also sexist, just so you know. This is just the other kind of sexist, because now you're having a go at men.
Well, I'm fine.
Not being sexist doesn't mean just not being sexist. I hate this about sexism, all right? I appreciate the women have had it hard, all right? They've had a very difficult time of it. I appreciate that, all right? But men, sometimes, you know, normal white men with 60K jobs, you know, sometimes they've got it difficult too. So let's not just have a go at them.
I mean, some of those men were waiting at a bus stop the other day, just going, oh, I should have took the car.
Should have told my PA to get the car.
Exactly.
Yeah. Bloody men. Stupid men. All right, let's find out what's on in the Shindig Prize Gallery today. In one, snooker lessons with Nigel Bond. Two, an I'm with Stupid t-shirt. In three, an envelope full of anthrax. In four, an Oil of Ulay bath set. In five, turkey leftovers. In six, a Two Ronnies VHS. In seven, a crossword puzzle book. And Bully's special fries, the first of 50 magazines required to build your own Millennium Falcon. Yay! That's where you can win and more on today's Shindig Breakfast Show.
Laura came in the living room while I was listening to T-Rex yesterday.
Yeah.
And it was Get It On was on. And she went, this song is actually quite rubbish.
All right. Did she expand?
And then I thought about it for a second. I went, it is really, isn't it? Because the lyrics mean nothing. The guitarist's all right, but it's overused a bit. And there's nothing else going on with it.
What are the lyrics? Get It On.
Bang a gong.
Bang a gong.
Yeah.
Bang a gong.
Gong.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm not questioning you. I'm questioning the lyrics of this. Are those the actual...
I'm pretty sure that's the lyrics.
Get it on. Bang a gong. What's the next line?
Get it on.
That is... You're right. That is ridiculous. If you asked me if I like T-Rex, I would have said, yeah, I love T-Rex. But if the lyrics are, get it on, bang a gong, get it on, then that is just mental.
I'm just getting the lyrics up now, won't be a second. Because we can't really go into the next song without out, can we?
Yeah, I've got a whole load of T-Rex lined up later. I'm gonna have to...
Yeah, get it on, bang a gong, get it on.
What else have we got?
Well, you're dirty and sweet, clad in black, don't look back, and I love you, you're dirty and sweet, oh yeah. Well, you're slim, you're weak, you've got the teeth of the Hydra upon you.
The teeth of the what?
The Hydra upon you.
The Hydra? Isn't that the snake thing?
Yes. You're dirty, sweet, and you're my girl. Get it on, bang a gong, get it on.
I wonder what that's about then. It feels like it is about something.
Gets worse, because before that, she sounds quite, you know.
Approachable.
Mm. After that, you're built like a car. You've got a hood cap, diamond star halo, you're built like a car, oh yeah.
What woman wouldn't want to be told that?
It gets even more weird. You're an untamed youth, that's the truth, with your cloak full of eagles. You're dirty sweet and you're my girl.
Wow, I had no idea.
Well, you're windy and wild, you've got the blues, I'm your shoes and your stockings. You're windy and wild. Oh, yeah. And then he goes back to the well for the second time. You're built like a car. You've got a hubcap, diamond, star halo. You're dirty and sweet, and you're my girl.
Brilliant. Oh, dear. So, I love how they just endlessly compared someone to something they wouldn't want to be compared to.
Like a bag of eagles.
Yeah. Or a car. You're like a fridge freezer.
Like a van, heavy loading, and you need a good wash, yeah. You look like a van, oh yeah. You laugh like a knob, you've got corn on the cob in your teeth, yeah. You look like an absolute mess. Get it on.
I haven't had a lovely New Year.
Oh.
Haven't I? It's been all right.
You've been ill, but other than
I've been ill, and it's been quiet.
Did your kids...
And there's been no football on New Year's Day.
Did your kids ever calm down after I left?
Oh, yeah, instantly.
Oh, that's kind of upsetting. My aim as uncle is to come round, get them overexcited, and make it difficult for you to get them to bed.
No, they're fine to go to bed. They're good kids.
That's a shame.
They only get excited when you come round or their genuine uncle comes round.
Yeah, Uncle Liam's got that over me.
Yeah, he has.
Actually blood tied to the family.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's maybe not any time to discuss it, Ben, but I'm going to throw out there. If there was some kind of awful incident where you and Cockers were banished from the earth.
What, like Batman?
Like Batman, yeah. If you were banished from the earth, Ben, then would it be me to step in to look after the kids? I mean, what's the rule? I don't really... No, I think we should probably get this clear before anything happens to
you. Just to put this on the air, no. No.
I don't like how... definite that is. Who do they go to?
Well, probably their auntie or the nana.
Their auntie or their nana. What also it happens if they're also banished? What I'm asking, Ben, is how far...
Hell of a coach trip.
It's like, you know, how many people need to be knocked off the royal ladder before X becomes king or queen? How many people do we
need to get...
Like an
Uncle Buck situation.
Yeah, but you mean King Ralph.
Yeah.
So... That's ridiculous. How many people?
It's the same film.
How many people
it's the
do
same
I need?
Film.
How many people do I need to get rid of before I get to look after your kids?
Fifty-two
people.
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous. And amazingly, the number of the house I grew up in as a child.
Wow.
52
what
Limpton
a weird
Gate.
World.
Yeah, it was a lovely gate. Mm. Delightful.
Yeah,
very, very Limpton.
A castle on the roof.
No, that was a different part of you.
Okay.
52 people. Why don't you trust me more with your kids?
It's not about trust. You asked me legally where you'd stand. I reckon it's 52.
52 people. That feels like a lot.
Well,
I feel like I'm
If we're into our Christianity, which I'm not, I'm pretty sure you'd be on the list as a godparent somewhere.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah. But I did have two best men, so I probably would have four.
Oh, tell me I'm above the other best man.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, because he owns a cat.
Right. So that's the sole reason.
You don't want your kids being raised by someone who owns a cat.
I'm a musician, Ben. Yeah, I'm a radio star. That's right, star. I'm, you know, I've got a big future ahead of me. Surely you want that kind of influence on your kids.
Well, you can always pop around.
52? I mean, one of them's your dad, I know it. I've got to be ahead of your dad. I love your dad. If you're listening, big fan, Gene. All right? This isn't about you. It's about me.
We have 99% of water and only 1% of fiber. And they move the fibers and the water to have always the fibers on the surface.
So, Claudia, what's the next step?
We're making the sheet by hand, like the ancient tradition. Would you like to try?
I would love to. Here we go.
It's a little bit difficult to move.
Yeah.
You have to lay the sheet on the woolen felt. Okay, it's very beautiful.
It is.
And then after the pressing, we put the sheet to dry by air.
And how long would this take to dry?
It depends on the thickness of the sheet.
Previously on CSI Shindig.
President Assad is in battle. This was his first public speech in 6 months to a carefully vetted audience.
Hello?
Of supporters in the Damascus Opera House.
Well, they've been talking about it all week, Ben.
Yes.
That was the opening...
Who's they?
Huh?
Who's they?
The public.
Okay.
They've been talking about it all week. That was the opening episode, of course, to CSI Shindig, our 20-part drama.
20?
Excuse me?
Are we committed to 20?
50. 50-part drama. we're on a contract, Ben. We can't get out of it now. And the talk of the town really has been, what's going on?
Yeah.
You know, who...
President Assad was there.
Was it Assad in the room? Because he got a mention in the credits.
Yeah.
But there's a door opening and closing, but nothing's really going on. Someone sounds confused in the room. Whoever that is doing fine acting, by the way.
I'm going to predict, Mav,
that
if we keep this going and be as bit, you know, aloof as possible, by the end of it, people will have theories.
Right, well, let's not delay any longer. Let's find out what episode 2 has in store. This is episode 2 of CSI Shindig. Hello. Hello. What are you doing? Are you lost? Hello. It's not even that big a flat. See ya. Idiot.
Well, the plot thickens.
Exciting developments there on CSI Shindig episode 2.
Do you know what I like for breakfast? A bit of Ben and Marv.
Pun house. Pun house. Pun house. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. Pun house. It's time for pun house, ladies and gentlemen. Now, last week, we asked you to come up with your puns based on TV detectives and animals.
Okay.
Right, Ben. Yeah, you give your list first on the online team, please.
Okay, so these are from Mike Noon, host of United A Go Go. Columboa Constrictor.
Nice.
Kojak Rabbit.
Yeah.
Starsky and Hutch.
That's, That
is what it says, yeah. Dog Taggart. He's not convinced about that one. He's got a question mark.
So. Dog Taggart?
Dog Taggart?
Is that like Dog Tanyan?
Inspector Dog Leash.
Right, yeah.
He's actually asked for clarification. He went, like Inspector Horse.
Yes, just like Inspector Horse,
And Howard Payton, patient came in touch and said, Shoestrings Budget Animal Hospital. I think he's got mixed up what we're after.
It's up there, though. It's a good one. Right, here's what the punning panel came up with this week. They started out with some obvious ones, such as the Pink Panther, Fox Mulder, Tom Ass Magnum, and then Sharky and George made it in as well.
That's good.
And then on to the proper puns. We got Bergerook, Yeti Wainthrop Investigates, Incy Quincy Spider, Murder She Goat, Primate Suspect, Sherlock Horse, Jonathan Croc, Tom Barnaby, nice, Hercule Poirot, Roe is the name of a fish, of course.
Oh.
Gene Runt, Insecta Horse, Dick Nulty is in McMulty. Oh, sorry, Duck Nulty, Miami Mice, A Touch of Frogs, I think that's supposed to be A Touch of Frost. Chief Pigum, Lionside, Murder She Stoat, The Thin Blue Lion, and Miss Carpal.
Amazing that. I've not got any of them. Right, sorry, you can carry on.
Brilliant. How many have you got?
One, two, three, four, five.
You've got five new ones. Yes. Let's have them.
Catfeld. You know the monk? Catfeld?
Never heard of him.
Okay. Hercule Parrot.
Nice, yeah.
Bergerat.
Nice.
DCI Gene Fox Hunt.
Yep.
And Judge John Chickenfeed.
What? Judge John Chickenfeed?
Yeah, Judge John Deed.
That's a stretch. For next week's Pun House, I want you to come up with, all of you out there, to come up with puns based on high street stores and military or warfare terminology. That's high street stores and military or warfare terminology, such as HMV Day or the BHSS.
I think that's wrong.
Is it wrong?
I think it might be. We might be in trouble.
Why? Because we said the SS?
Yes, and linked it to our actual company that exists.
I see what you're getting a bit.
I think we might, all right, you know, need to skirt around that.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what I don't like about kids, Ben? People go on about, oh, children are, it's, you know, such a thing to have kids because
it is amazing
because it's an amazing experience and they're amazing these days. Like people say, God, my 2-year-old, right, took my iPad off me the other day, opened it, unlocked it, typed in my PIN number somehow, opened up photos, took a photo, made it into, you know, without any red eye in it. Also, what happened to red eye? Was that just a 90s thing?
No, you get it still on your iPhone when you got the flash on.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, right. I just don't say if I was in flash anymore. But, you know, what was I talking about? Yeah, kids. And they do these amazing things, right? But really short attention spans. That's what I figured out about kids.
So anyway, we're moving on now.
Not you, Ben. No, so, I'd appreciate the joke, but no, not doing it now. And it was like this with Dylan. When I saw him, he was looking at the phone. He's fascinated by the phone and pressed all that. And then, let's watch it back. Okay, let's watch the video back we've just made, Dylan. Let's press play. Within 8 seconds, let's press the screen. Let's do something else. All right? I worry about this, Ben.
Marv.
I think the future holds a lot of great possibilities, aside from the fact it's going to end within the next generation.
You've just reminded me of something that's amazing that Dylan's got for Christmas.
See, this is what I'm talking about.
It's amazing, Marv. A watch.
Right.
But it does videos and pictures and all kinds of stuff.
What do you mean it does them? It plays them? It records them?
No, you can do them yourself. It films on the phone.
So, on a watch?
Sorry, did I say phone?
Yeah.
On his phone, on his watch.
It's like a James Bond
watch. It's amazing, right? It's like an iWatch.
It's not an Apple Watch.
No, it's a VTech watch thing.
How much did this cost you?
It wasn't me. A relative bought it. And it's amazing because he takes very good pictures.
Oh,
and he's
done
that.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Blue
he's made a dinosaur film. He's made a dinosaur film.
Surprisingly talented.
Marv, he's made a dinosaur film.
Right.
Right, with a dinosaur in it and a little Lego man. Right. Right. He's only 4 and he's already tinted the screen so it's green, so it looks a bit like a kind of B-movie thing.
Ben, that is a ridiculous thing to say. He has no concept of B-movies. He's not done that on purpose. He's done it because, green. Not done with any kind of major background in film studies.
Stop ruining it. We've already got him earmarked as some kind of...
Signed him up to movie school, Marv. He's going to be the Salford answer to Steven Spielberg. If, of course, they still live in Salford and I'm going to the dark side.
Steven Spielberg was from Salford, as we all know.
Sure, yeah.
in the same way that Russell Crowe's from Swansea.
Wrexham.
Wrexham, that's right. Right, yeah. Is this a pressure for parents? Do you need to identify, you know, a talent in your child?
It's just nice for them to have little things now. Right. Where they go, I'm well into this.
I just feel like...
Because last week it was drawing, this week it's taking photographs.
Sure.
So...
I mean, isn't... This feels
There's
like
nothing wrong with it,
man. No, it just feels dangerous, Ben. I feel like this is what Blade Runner's about.
It's not what Blade Runner's about.
Look how that turned out.
Well, yeah. Don't ruin it for people. I'm not seeing it.
Well played.
I don't agree with these things where you allow your kid to go to bed with an iPad. I think that's wrong. There are parents out there who give the kids an iPad to just play games on while they go to bed.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's
don't
wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's not like we used to go to bed with a Sega Mega Drive.
Don't say we used to go to bed, Ben, because that suggests that we slept together.
No.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
No, sure.
Sexually or globally, Ben.
But professionally.
But I do have an issue with it.
Professionally?
No, not even professionally. I have an issue with it because it's specifically you.
Oh, okay.
You look like a pumpkin attached to a collection of hay bales.
I'll take that.
I'm gonna put a box of fish fingers in you. You're Captain Birdseye, yeah. You look like my feet, but don't smell so sweet. You are awful. You look like my feet, oh yeah.